Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of the Living Waters. I am Job Israel of the Sounds of the Living Waters. Here today with me is my beautiful rib, Ray Sarai Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom Israel.
Shabbat Shalom Israel. Happy Sabbath. Asha Shabbat.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy
amen.
Sabbath. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, today we are dealing with, well, this morning, we are dealing with the Kingdom of God, Part 1. What is the Kingdom of God? What do it mean to us? And are we trying to get to it? Is that the thing? Are we supposed to, you know, press toward it? Is it going to be in heaven? Is it going to be underwater? Is it going to be on the earth? Is it going to be on the moon? Is it going to be on any of these things? Where is the Kingdom of God going to be? What is it going to be like? You know, are angels going to be flying around? And things like that, you know, what is it, you know? What is the Kingdom of God to us? How should we approach it? You know, we pray for it every day. I mean, most of us that do. Most of us that do pray for the Kingdom of God. We pray for it every day, you see, and during the Lord's Prayer, you see, that's another thing. Through the Lord's Prayer, we pray for this thing called the Kingdom of God. That is to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. So we ask God for this. We ask him for the Kingdom of God to come. Not that we should go to it, but to come. So what do it mean to us? So before we get started, we'd like to open up with a script and in prayer. So with that being said, brothers and sisters, if we can stand and face Jerusalem, our brothers, if you can uncover your heads. As we approach the fathers and our sisters, if you can cover your heads as we approach the Father in the name of Jesus. As we stand and face Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin, and my mother conceived me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that thy bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 51, verses 1 to 13. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with knowledge, understanding, and a faith upon them. And Father, have mercy on them to hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with knowledge, understanding, and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we can get started here. As my family that's on Facebook is joining us, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to them as well. We are dealing with the kingdom of God. Part one, once again, we ask this question, where would it be? Where is it? Is it going to be in heaven? Is it going to be on earth? Is it going to be in the water? Where is it going to be? What is it going to consist of? You know, the Lord's Prayer is indicative of where the kingdom of God is going to be, and that is to say on the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. So even when we pray the Lord's Prayer, it's telling us where the kingdom of God is going to be. The thing is that thy will be done. Now, we can't expect to be in the kingdom of God and your will being done versus his will being done.
Amen.
That's the thing. That's not what the kingdom is built on. The kingdom is built on his will being done. So with that being said, let's get started with this. Let's start this in Matthew's. Matthew's chapter 6 and verse 9. Matthew 6 and 9.
Amen.
We receive it, read.
Matthew 6 and 9 reads, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen. So, we see here that the first thing we ask for is our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And the next thing we ask for is that his kingdom come and that his will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. What do you mean? That is to say that, well, Satan will be removed from the earth ultimately, as he was removed from heaven ultimately. That is to say the wicked will be removed from the earth ultimately. And that there be peace on the earth as it is in heaven, ultimately. Mm-hmm. So this is the thing that we're praying for, that his kingdom come. But what would this kingdom consist of? What is it coming with? Why do we even want to be there? Why should I trade this life in for that one?
Amen.
That's because, see, that's exactly essentially what we're doing. You know, we're giving up this world. We're giving up this life for that one to come. So here it is. Let's look at that. Let's go into Matthew's chapter 15 and verse 13.
Matthew 15 and 13?
Yes, ma'am.
You sure about that? Can you read your writing?
Uh-uh.
I see that.
Let's see how this turns out. Okay, Matthew's 15 and 13.
Matthew 15 and verse 13.
No, let me see. Let me try this one.
Was that five?
No, it's not five.
Okay.
That's a double digit.
It is.
Matthew's 21.
21?
Yes, ma'am. Matthew's 21 and 28.
Matthew chapter 21 and verse 28 reads, "But what think ye? A certain man had two sons." Does that sound right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and he came to the first and said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." He answered and said, "I will not." But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and likewise, and he answered and said, "I go, sir." And went on, and went not. Okay, so wait a minute.
Read that again.
Yeah, because I see the first son said no, but he went in the second. Okay, so Matthew 21 and 28 says, "But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' He answered and said, 'I will not.' But afterward, and he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, 'I go, sir, and went not.'" Okay, 31. "Whether of them twain did the will of his father? They say unto him, the first. Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you."
See that? While we sit up here judging one another, and we saying, "Oh, we doing the will of God, we doing this and we doing that." And we actually aren't. You know, we're not checking our spirits. We're not checking our actions. We just doing and saying whatever comes to our mouths and in our beings. And we're not checking ourselves. And he said this. He said, now, while we sitting up here judging the people in the world, you know, well, they ain't keeping the Sabbath day. They eating pork. They celebrating Christmas and all that. Once they find out, they're going to do what it takes. And they're going to understand why they were forgiven.
Amen.
Why, as some of us who think that we're straight are not going to be forgiven because we don't think we need to be. He said, they're going to get into the kingdom while you yourselves are cast out. So the kingdom of God ain't going to be about a whole bunch of holy rollers. The kingdom of God is going to be about a whole bunch of real people. That's truthful, not only with themselves, but with everything that's around them. They ain't living in a cartoon world. They actually understand what sin is
yes.
in their sin.
Yes.
before God and Christ. So they're not coming pretentious. They're not coming like with this made up thing, thinking that, you know, we all good, and that's not the case.
Amen.
See, that's that thing. We got to be careful with that consciousness. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Matthew chapter 19. Matthew 19 and 13. Because he tell you this is how you approach him, right? When it comes to the kingdom of God, this is how you approach God. You can't approach him full of judgment. We judging not only are we judging the world, we judging the people in the camps, and we judging the prophets and the prophetess. Our kings and queens, we judging them. Like Jesus did that. He didn't. He didn't bring up nobody's sins. Nobody. He didn't even bring up Ahab.
Amen.
So we don't have a place for that in us. You know, we can't be sitting up here bringing up people's sins.
Amen.
You see? Let's look at this a little further. 9 and 13, when you receive
it. 9 and 13 or 19?
19.
Matthew chapter 19 and verse 13 reads,
yes, ma'am.
Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Look, man, children will be holding grudges.
No, they don't.
You know, they sit up there, they get into it, and they be playing with each other in the next 2 minutes. I mean, they can gash you out. You can be gash, but I mean, as children, we play.
Yeah.
And we don't think about what we did or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just that we move on.
Yeah.
And so is the kingdom of God. You know, we can't be sitting up there thinking we're going into the kingdom of God full of grudges and bitterness. That's not going to happen. You know what I mean? So we can forget about that, too. You know, the kingdom ain't going to be filled with people with that. You know, complaining about what people did to them and things like that.
No,
it ain't going to be none of that. You can miss that. He ain't going to be sitting around or having people tainting other people, you know, because what they're going to do, they're going to tell other people how this person hurt their feelings. Oh, well, you ain't the first, and you sure enough won't be the last. Let's look at this a little further.
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew chapter 5 and 5, right?
Amen.
Because he said, as little children, such as the kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to be as their children, right? And he prayed for them, you know. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be praying for the children. You know, we ain't supposed to be looking at them like, you know, well, this one here is a snot nose,
right.
And this one here is a monster,
right.
And this one here is this, and this one here is that. We don't have that autonomy. All we have is that the God of Israel have mercy on us. Right? Matthew 5 and 5, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5 reads, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are the who?
The meek.
For they will do what?
Inherit the earth.
Inherit heaven.
The earth.
See, that's another thing, man. You know, we got to roll with the truth of God, you know, and you know, a lot of us, man, never heard the truth of God. So we got to be conscious of that. People never heard the truth of God. But then some of us that have heard the truth of God has denied the truth of God. Like, we can deny the truth of God. Like, we're in a position to deny the truth of God, you know. And that goes for the world and people inside the word, you know. We want to take things and say, oh, you can't do that, but we can do this. Oh, that ain't no more, but this, we can do this. No, man, we can't, you know, we can't deny the truth of God at no point because he said, not one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law. That's a dot. So we can't, we don't have nothing to say other than the fact that the Most High said this. He said, man should live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
Every word, not part of it. All of it.
Amen.
The only thing we're not dealing with now is the sacrifice and oblations, man. But those things are spiritual. We're still dealing with them, but we're dealing with them in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 115 and verse 16. Because he said the meek is going to do what?
Inherit
the earth.
Yes.
So that's the question. Where's, you know, why would we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth, if that isn't our will, that his will be done on earth, and that we want to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this, man. Isn't this the whole plan? Isn't that why the Lord blew up that rocket?
Amen.
Just this week, he just blew it up. Why? Because man trying to go to heaven. No, you ain't coming here. You're not going to escape this planet. Not after what you did to it. No, no, you're not getting away with that. He blew that rocket up. We trying to go to Mars. You go to Mars, you'll be stuck up there.
Right.
Ain't nobody coming to get you.
So you don't think anybody went to Mars?
Man, ain't nobody went to the moon.
No one went to the moon.
You see, you can forget about it. Nobody went to the moon. Nobody went to Mars. None of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's look at this a little further.
Amen.
Let's go into Psalms mm-hmm. chapter 37. Psalms 37 and verse 7.
Did you read 115?
Oh, yeah, 115. Oh, yeah, I did move around, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay, 115 and verse 16.
115 and verse
16. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men.
See, we ain't going to heaven, man. We ain't going to the moon. We ain't going to Mars. We ain't going none of them places. Those places don't belong to us. He said, the earth have he given to who? The children of Adam.
The children of man.
The children of man. So, you know, this is why we're not going to heaven, man. We want to sit up here and think we're going to fly that big rocket up in the planet. That rocket ain't going nowhere. You put some people on it, he's going to blow that one up.
Amen.
You know, it's like if we're stupid enough, you know, we got astronauts and things like that that think they're going into heaven and think we're going to escape this world. We are not. We will not. You know, and I'm not concerned with the earth, you know, the atmosphere and the ozone and the overheating and all that. I'm not concerned with that either.
Amen.
Because he got remedies for those things.
Amen.
We're going to read about. Why? Because he said the kingdom of God is going to be on earth. So he got to have a remedy, right? Okay. Psalms 37 and verse 7. Psalms 37 and verse 7. When you receive your read.
Psalms, let's go back. 37 and verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 37 and verse 7 reads, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
Amen.
Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass.
Amen.
Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil.
Come on, man. See, and that's something, man. People been and done things to you. Mm-hmm. People that said things to you, and you want to get them, man. I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I ain't cut from that cloth. That you know, I don't want to get my enemies. You know, I'm cut from that cloth. That you doing to me, I'm doing it to you. You see, but when I read the law, he said, you know, hey, vengeance is mine. And then I learned by sitting back and watching that, hey, not only will I get away with it, but he got a better plan. His plan is way better. I would, you know, I'm like, wow, I didn't think of that.
What?
Why would I think of throwing a car at you?
What?
You know, two or three cars. You know, I mean, people just don't want to quit. I'm serious. People don't quit. And then they find themselves in car crash after one car crash and getting beat up, slapped around. Skeletons getting rearranged and don't get it.
Yeah.
Keep doing the same thing. Keep promoting evil. Keep performing evil. Not understanding that the God of Israel is saying, keep it up. And then when the next thing I throw at you, you won't get through it.
Wow.
You see, but that's another conversation, right? Mm-hmm. So he said, don't, no, man, you know, hey, I got that. Vengeance is mine, right?
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 37 and 9 reads, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
Uh-huh.
For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be.
Uh-huh.
But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
How about forever?
Forever, ever.
How about forever, ever?
Ever,
how
ever?
About... Look, how about all eternity?
Amen.
How about life everlasting?
Amen.
That's exactly what we're looking for. And he said the meek is going to inherit the earth forever. So that's the question is, this thing is, so this is what we pray for every day when we approach God, you know, before we turn on our cell phones, before we turn on them internet, our computers and our TVs and radios and things like that. We approach God and say, our Father who art in heaven, you know, hallowed be thy name, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. After we ask him, then we turn on the news and be like, well, okay.
Amen.
Like, his will being done, or it's coming a lot sooner than later, you know, but first we approach God before we do any of those things, man. Some of us, man, we sleep with our phones, and what we need to do is just plug them things up.
Turn them off. Leave them in another room.
Hey, if you can. And when you wake up, you know, you pray to, you talk to your God first.
Yes.
And we all understand it in this 21st century, especially in America, man, in the Western world.
Yes.
In the Western world, I will say that. We need these instruments because they are part of our jobs now.
Amen.
You know, so it is what it is. Unless you want to be a hobo living in the mountains. I mean, the choice is yours. I ain't knocking it. You know, hey, if you can live out there and do the wilderness, wilderness thing already, then be at it.
Amen.
You know, I'm an urban child. I'm not cut from that. You know, I'm still trying to figure out how to pluck a chicken. You know what I mean? So, hey, Revelation 19 in verse 11, he said, fret not thyself. He said, you're going to diligently consider them, but he said, but they're going to get cut off. Evildoers is going to be cut off. When? That's the question. When they going to be cut off? Because the meek is going to inherit the earth, right? Let's look at that. Go to Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. When you receive it, read.
Revelation 19 and 11 reads, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war.
So he ain't coming back to pacify anybody. He ain't talking about riding on no donkey, man.
Right.
He coming back in power and great glory, and he's coming back for one purpose, and that is for war.
Uh-huh.
Read on.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 12 reads, his eyes were as a flame of fire.
That ain't because he's been smoking weed or drinking. That's because he is a consuming fire.
Fire, yes, sir.
Read on.
His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood.
Now, if no man knew it, then it can't be Hebrew, huh?
Amen.
So knock that off.
That's right.
So you can't say I'm saying the name of God. Because he said he's coming with no name, with a name that no man know. And if no man know it, you can't say it's Yahshua.
Amen.
None of that good stuff. You know, I can't say, you know, it's Yahshua. All I can do is say what's in this book.
Because
I know ultimately, even the name of Jesus is going to get wiped off the planet when he come back. I'm with this name that's coming.
Amen.
Until then, hey, I'm going to roll with the name of Jesus because he said, as long as what's in this book, I ain't sinning against God. I can't be judged for that because that's what he left, right?
Amen.
Amen. I ain't changing nothing. I ain't taking nothing out. Read on.
Amen. Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
Yes, ma'am.
And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses.
It's an army, so they ain't coming in. This ain't no rescue crew. This is an army. They're coming for war. Read on.
Amen. And the armies which were in heaven followed him. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
Uh-huh.
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations.
Yes.
And he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
He said nations. That's a plural. You know what I mean? That includes the United States, Europe, Africa, India, Arabia, Asia.
Amen.
The USSR. It includes the entire world. He said nations. So if you're on this planet, you're included.
Amen.
Read on.
15, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
Uh-huh.
And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God.
He ain't playing, man. He said he treadeth with the wrath of who? Almighty God. There it is. Where are we, Ma?
16.
Continue.
And he hath on his vesture, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Those are titles. Read on.
And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God.
Oh, he is not playing. He's talking about King. He said, all these beasts and animals of the field come and eat flesh, man, because there's going to be a whole lot of dead people when he come back. That's that conversation first, you know, before he, now he said, you're going to consider the wicked, and they're not going to be. Why? Because they're going to be somebody's food. They're going to be the birds and the beasts of the field leftovers.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 18, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great.
See, it don't make any difference, man, whether you're a captive or not, Jack. If you ain't serving the Lord and you ain't approaching him the right way like we're supposed to, you will find yourself in this conversation.
Right.
And that is not one that we want to be in. But he's saying this. He said, before the kingdom come, he got to take the kingdom of the world.
Amen.
That's first, right? Mm-hmm. So let's look at that. Let's go into Joel chapter 3 and verse 9. Joel 3 and 9, when you receive it, read. Yes, ma'am.
And verse 9. Amen. Joel chapter 3 and 9 reads, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up.
Hold on, he said proclaim this among the Gentiles. Why? Because it's the time of the Gentiles. Why? Because this is the third son of Noah. All three of us had a chance to rule this world, and all three of us, as my elders say, fumbled the ball. We goofed on it, man. I mean, the Egyptians, Ham had it first. I mean, they did it. They did it big, man. I mean, Nineveh, Babel, Egypt, they did it big, man, but they fumbled the ball. We did it big. Solomon, David, Rehoboam, Hezekiah, we did it big. And then we fumbled the ball. Mm-hmm. And now it's the time of the Gentiles, Nebuchadnezzar and his children. So all three sons had a chance to rule the world. Now,
Amen.
Wrap your mind around this, right? What's the number of man?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Six.
Six is the number of man?
Yeah. I mean, Adam was created on the sixth day.
So because he was created on the sixth day.
That's the number of man. So Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, three sixes. There you go. So the three sixes don't necessarily mean it's the evil of man. It's just that all men had a chance to rule the world, and it's the end of it. It's the end of man's reign. The number of his head was all three, and all three had opportunity, and that's a wrap. Ham, Shem, and Japheth. We all did it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. There go your three sixes right there. And we want to sit there, ding, 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 ding. And then we said, you know, don't get me wrong.
Oh,
that movie was dope.
Okay.
I got to watch that later. But now that I brought it up, but don't get me wrong. That number isn't supposed to be horrifying to us. It's supposed to be a number of knowledge and wisdom.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? We're not supposed to look at it as like, you know, we get spooked by seeing it and things like that. It's a number of knowledge and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also understand that it also comes with warnings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So 3 times 6 is what?
I was going to say 36.
No, it's not. 3 times 6 is what?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're going to find out.
Oh, that's my number.
No, that's not. That's 3 times 36.
Oh, that's still my number.
What is it? What is it? Watch this.
18.
So now 18, that's 3 times, that's 3. So that means 1 plus 8 is what?
9.
If there is anything after 9, start over again. See that? It's the end of man.
So that's an example, women, that if you don't know the answer, just say, I don't know.
Case in point.
What is it? If you don't know, then just say, I don't know.
You ain't hear from me because I ain't want to gossip.
And then your husband's supposed to say, baby, we'll do this or read this. Or this is how you find out the answer, right?
There it is.
Right. You don't be like, what do you mean you don't know? You should know these things. You just say, baby.
Did it do?
That it is.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Just be honest and say, I don't know.
I don't know. Or else your husband don't sound like Woody Woodpecker. However she said it. But anyway, that's 3 sixes, right? So three times six is 18. 1 + 8 = 9.
Okay.
That's the end of man.
Okay.
9 is the completion of everything.
Amen.
9 is 9 hours. Is 9. There's nothing after 9. Nothing. 0 come after 9, right? Then you start over again. A woman, pregnancy cycle is 9. We got 9. Planets in our solar system,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
The Earth and time rotate in a 360, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if it's rolling in a 360, uh-huh. but 0 is nothing, 3 + 6 is what? Yeah. Case in point. Uh-huh. End of man, end of time.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? That's what it is. It's the end of man, end of time as we know it. That is to say, some of us are going to come up looking like Adam. Yeah, so it's not a bad, I mean, it's supposed to be a warning to some, but to those of us that know better, it's a form of knowledge. Now, let's look at this a little further. Continue.
Mm-hmm. Amen, so let's go back.
I think we was in Joel.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, because you said the Gentiles, right? Because we're in the time of the Gentiles. You said, and why? They got the weapons, man. I mean, 50 cents of our dollars. No, 52 cents of our dollar. Of every dollar, go to the military.
So
our military is the dopest on the planet, man. I mean, yeah. we got the nastiest equipment and chemical warfare that we ain't even got to go over there. We could just send stuff. We ain't got to even send military emergency. Only time you send your infantry over there is to take over the residue.
The residue.
This military is, the United States got a dope military, for real. Anyway, so he said prepare yourself for war. So the United States is doing just that. Russia is doing that. China is doing that. North Korea is doing that. Even the smaller nations are doing it. India and Arabia and all of them is building military. They buying jets and stuff like that from, guess who? United States and Russia, right?
Yes.
Even Japan got a military. They always had a military.
Always.
Their military has been nasty, man. And they a little bitty spot on the globe, but they made sure they had a naval that's out of control.
Man.
But anyway, that's Korea.
That's Korea.
That's North Korea with the super soldiers,
super
man.
Soldiers.
And they've been demonstrating them.
Woo.
10. Yes.
Joel 3:10 reads, beat your plowshares into swords.
Take your social programs, your money, things like that, mm-hmm. that you're using, like your education and all that type of stuff. Build your military with it. Don't take all your money and pay your teachers. Right? Don't take all that money and pay professors and doctors to teach children how to be teachers and doctors. How about being military? War.
Yeah.
Continue.
And your pruning hooks into spears.
Yes.
Let the weak say, I am strong.
Yeah.
Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about.
Gentiles and heathens, huh? Mm. Same thing. Nations, right? Read on.
Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be weakened and come up to the
awakened.
Awakened. Forgive
yes.
me. Let's do that again. Let the heathen, forgive me, Holy Spirit, be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about.
That's the valley of Megiddo or Armageddon. Continue.
Verse 13. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel.
So he said, now, multitudes and multitudes in the Valley of Decision. Why? Because the whole world is going to meet in Armageddon, in the Valley
yeah.
of Megiddo, right? That's where it's all going to go down there. That's when the East meet the West. and everybody's going to take sides. That's all to it. Whether you're in the continent of Arabia or Africa or Asia, everybody's going to take sides, and it's going to be that one world global thing, and it's going to be decided right then and there who's going to rule the planet. Mm-hmm. And little do they know is that this is when God, this is when the God of Israel said, okay, now you're going to see what I'm about.
Amen.
This is now I'm going to take those things and I'm going to turn them against you. He said he's going to roar out of Zion. Why? Because he said judgment is going to start in the house of God.
Yes,
first. Zion is where he lives.
Amen.
You see, not only these physical places that we call ourselves or places of worship, we're going to read that too, but he meant this. He said, not only is he talking about the physical buildings and monuments or Muslim or Muslims or whatever you want to call them. Doubt, yeah, that's it. Anyway, he said judgment will start from the house of God. That's Jerusalem. That's why he said he's going to roar from Zion. He's coming from Zion on fire, and he will not be playing. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 1 and read down to the 17. Zechariah 14 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Zechariah 14 and verse 1 reads, Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee.
Mm-hmm.
For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east.
Then we just read that he's going to roar out of Zion. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why, because when he come back, when he hit the earth, when he come down from heaven, his feet is going to stand upon the Mount of Olives, and he's going to clean the house. All them places that you see over there right now will no longer exist. All that stuff is going to get wiped out immediately. It won't be nothing left over there. That's why, you know, the remnant of the people that's there is, oh, God. Mm-hmm. Let's just hope they find a way out of there. Because mm-hmm. when he come back, he's cleaning house. I don't care if you're in a mosque. I don't care if you're in that temple. I don't care if you're in a mausoleum. He said he is wiping those joints down. It won't be none of that left. None of their stores, none of the marketplaces, none of their schools, none of that. It won't be nothing. Jerusalem is going to be rebuilt from the ground up. Read on.
Zechariah 14 and 4 reads, And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountains shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley in the mountains, for the valley in the mountains shall reach unto Azul. Yea, ye shall flee, like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with him.
And the saints is with him. Let's keep that in mind. The saints Amen. Is dead. I mean, those that came up in the first resurrection. Now, he said, and as the days of an earthquake, what happened when earthquakes take place?
Mm-hmm.
Buildings fall down and people are buried. So he's going to bury people right then and there. And what happened after a certain amount of time? Grass and stuff grows over those things.
Yeah.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but to me, this is good news. I mean, it's bad news to some and good news to others. Depending on where you stand.
Oh,
hey, and not that I'm sticking and jiving, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? But, hey. You better get on his side. People sitting up here talking about, hey, man, I'm both, you know, Biden this and Trump that. I could give a rat's ass about either one of them. My God, look, the Lord, my God, said he set up kings and bring them down. So how I look sitting up there talking about either one of them when God set them up for a purpose?
That's right.
Let's look at this a little further. Keep reading.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Zechariah 14 and 6. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark.
And that what we read, he said, that his son is not going to give his light. Mm-hmm. Okay, continue.
But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light.
Skip down to verse 12 and continue.
Verse 12 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people.
So when he come back, this is how he going to deal with people, right? This is how he going to deal with the nations, right? That come in the valley of Megiddo. Read on.
Wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. And their eyes shall consume away in their holes. And their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold everyone on the hand of his neighbor.
Now, he said, look, while you're standing up, I'm going to blow your flesh, clean off your body.
Goodness.
You're going to be standing there dead.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the blink of an eye.
Wow.
You know, if you got skeletons standing there, man, I mean, you know, with nothing there. That ain't a walking dead. That's a dead that stand. That's dead man standing. That's the end of it. Your flesh is coming off your body. What happened to the blood? See? That's why he said the blood is going to come to the horse's bridle. What happened to all the blood? It's going to hit the ground. The book says it's going to be 200 million soldiers there. That's coming from one side. 200,000. That's 200. That's 200 million soldiers from one side. That means you got to have at least 100 coming from the other side to meet them. Or else you'd be like, you know what? We all need to be friends. I'm not going to fight no army that got 200 million soldiers. It don't make sense.
Amen.
Unless they feel like they can win.
Right.
So they have to have at least half of that.
That's right. Amen.
So it's going to be a whole lot of blood there. It's a whole lot of sacrifices, people.
Right.
Right? Okay, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Jeremiah chapter 25 and verse 15. Jeremiah 25 and 15. He said the Lord is going to fight against them nations, right?
Mm-hmm.
As he did, and then Joel, now that was, Zechariah said he's going to fight against those nations. And Joel said, let the heathens come down, let the nations, let the Gentiles all come down to the valley of Megiddo, right? He's going to fight against them too, right? Okay. Here comes Jeremiah. When you receive it, read Jeremiah 25 and 15.
Amen. Jeremiah 25:15 reads, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it.
Wait a minute. He said, you take this cup and you give it to the nations, man, and you let them know it's a cup of fury from me.
Mm-hmm.
This is God. But Jeremiah ain't go to the nations. He is now.
Right.
Thanks to yours truly.
Yours.
Hey, and those of us that's out here putting this book out like that over these international waves, you dig? Like, we got the Sounds of Living Waters we broadcasting all over the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
And they catching this. So now his word is going around among the nations like he said.
Amen.
Jeremiah was like, what is he talking about? You know, but he didn't know that we was going to have these instruments that's able to do it in the blink of an eye. Right?
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 15. For thus said the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it. And they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I was sent among them.
See, there it is. Keep reading.
Then took I the cup at the Lord's hand and made all nations to drink unto whom the Lord had sent me.
Yeah, he had a vision. But remember now, he said he going to cause the nations to fight against each other, right? And then he, like, verse Zechariah 14 and verse 13 is actually running is a proceed before 12. The nations are going to be mad and fight each other first, and then he's going to come and destroy them with fire.
Okay.
Just had to clear that up.
Okay.
You know, because he do those things. He kind of talking. You know, he talked to us like that. Read on.
Verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
To wit, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah and the kings thereof and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing, and a curse, as it is this day.
Case in point. See, judgment gonna start in the house of God first, right? There it is. That's the law. Let's look at this a little further. Now, skip down to verse 20 and read.
Amen. Jeremiah 25 and verse 20 reads, and all the mingled people and all the kings of the land of Uz and all the kings of the land of the Philistines and the Ashkelon and Azah and Ekron and the remnant of Ashdod.
See, that's the excellency of the Chaldeans, the mingled people. You could say that's the United States of America. You know what I mean? But they the mingled people. You see, the excellency of the Chaldeans is the UN.
Okay.
So to see, what do you mean? The excellency of the Chaldeans is three things, religion, education, and government. They all agree. No school on Sunday. No school on Christmas. No school on New Year's. No work on Christmas. No work on New Year's. And what's the other one? All three of these agree, right? And no work on Sunday.
Right.
UN ain't there on Sunday. No government places. Ain't no courts open on Sunday. Unless you go in the night court. Right? But that's the excellency of the Chaldeans, right? So that's education. That's church. The church, religion, education, and government, right? So no work, right? No school, and no church, of course. Church, Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Christmas, New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
All those things agree. That's the excellency of the Chaldeans.
Okay.
That's how they rule the people. He said, he gonna destroy all that.
Amen.
And when he get done, the people will be like, well, what shall we do? How shall we serve this God? Like that people at Ashdod said after they got hit with them hemorrhoids and their guts was falling out their butts.
Right.
Yeah, their guts was coming out their butts and the whole country, that city was stinking.
Wow, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. Well, no preparation ace back then.
No.
Nope.
They probably had something better.
Yeah, maybe not. Didn't sound like it to me. They didn't have nothing until they got rid of that cart. They didn't have nothing until they got rid of the Ark of the Covenant.
Amen.
And they was dropping dead.
Oh, God.
So it wasn't, they could have had a case of preparation they were going to help.
It wasn't going to help until they got rid of the covenant.
Until they sent the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem.
Amen.
27, and continue.
That was Jeremiah 25, and I wrote
27,
so
yes,
go
ma'am.
Down to 27 now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so 27 reads.
Yes.
Therefore thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye and be drunken and spew and fall and rise no more because of the sword which I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thine hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ye shall certainly drink.
Man, you ain't escaping this. You're going to drink this here, sippy sip. You're going to have your little something. Read on.
Amen. Seriously, babe?
Yeah.
No, like you're going to go get you a cup of coffee and don't bring me one.
Well, we can share.
Okay, we can share that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No back one.
Okay, so verse 29. I begin to bring evil. I'm just like throwing away.
Uh-huh.
For lo, it smells good too.
I know.
For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name.
Uh-huh.
And should ye be utterly unpunished?
Nope.
Ye shall not be unpunished. For I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth.
See that?
The Lord of hosts.
He ain't playing, man. He said he gonna take, he got to wipe the planet out before he can bring his kingdom, man. He got to tear down their government.
Amen.
His government can't coexist with this world because this world is contrary to everything that's a part of his government.
Amen.
You see, this is that thing. We got to be careful that the God of Israel is telling us that we don't want to be a part of that destruction that's coming. And that is, he says he's going to first clean out the house of God. He said he's going to roar from Jerusalem, and then he's going to destroy the rest of the world as we know it. So this is that thing he said, and ye shall not be in punishment? Nah, you're going to get this. You know, this is that whooping when you know, your parents' friend got a hold of you, your neighbor. That's that whooping when everybody had access to your butt.
Yeah, when everybody. Yeah,
as you know now, my baby ain't never hurt nobody. They out there stealing, breaking things, and you can't touch them. Right. Well, in this case, the God of Israel said, I'm finna get all of them, all everybody. Nobody is gonna escape. Read on. There's a whole lot of book here. He said, read 29.
29 again?
Yes.
For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name.
Jerusalem is one of his names. Read on.
And should ye be utterly unpunished?
Uh-huh.
Ye shall not be unpunished. For I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith the Lord of hosts.
Look, man, you think I'm going to punish my people and not you? You think you're going to get away with this? I don't think so. Read on.
Verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore prophesy thy against all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high,
yes,
and utter his voice from his holy habitation.
Continue.
He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth.
Continue.
A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword.
Continue.
The Lord.
Yes.
Thus said the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered, nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground.
Look, man, it's going to be so many dead people, and there's going to be enough people to bury. That's why he said, come ye beasts of the field, and ye birds of the air. We got to do something, you know. It ain't enough for us to bury them, so they got to eat them, man. That's how bad this thing is going to be. We are not prepared for this. So the only thing I can say we prepare for is to get ready for it. Get prepared that we don't have to take part in it. God willing, we live.
Amen.
He allow us to come up in the first resurrection, you see, or allow us to be asleep when it happens. And then we come up in the first resurrection.
Amen.
You see, that's that conversation. Because I think it was, who was that? Rebecca said, I want to be dead when this day comes through. I don't even want to see it. He said the day of the Lord is coming with, it's terrible. Now, Lord, I want to be sleep when this come down. Mm-hmm. So this is this conversation. So he said this. He said it won't be nobody, it won't be anyone to bury down. You see, this is how much, that's why you got to bring the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air to come and eat the flesh. That's what we read in Revelation. People want to sit up there and say, the New Testament ain't consistent with the Old Testament. Sound like it is to me. I can see why he said the fowls of the air to come in and eat the beasts, and the beasts of the field to come and eat the captains and kings and free and bond, all of them in the valley of where? Megiddo. Or in Revelation chapter 8 or 16, Armageddon, the Valley of Decision. Who's going to rule the planet once and for all? Right? Okay, let's go into Isaiah 14, right? So now he done put a whooping on the planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He done put a whooping on the planet.
Yes. Okay. Pick it up at verse Isaiah 14 and 4.
Isaiah 14 and 4?
Yes, ma'am. You got 15.
Isaiah 14
and 4. I might do a half on it.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
Isaiah 14 and 4 reads, "For that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon,
yeah,
and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hinder it."
He said, how is the golden city oppressor have ceased? What do you mean? The Lord said, look, he gave us a whole year sabbatical, man. This people tell you, no, you get a 2-week vacation.
Mm.
He said, that's oppression.
Yeah, it is.
He said, it's a law. Everybody got to be off on the seventh day of the week. They say, no, you work 24/7. And we tell you when you can take off. Because if we need to, you coming in.
Mm, I got written up for that one time.
See?
Yeah.
That's oppression.
Yes, it is.
That's stress.
Mm-hmm.
That's not euphoria.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
The whole earth is at rest and it's quiet. They break forth into singing.
Stop. Now, the Lord been tearing up this whole planet.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't went from one nation to the next. There's dead people all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it's quiet. And the people that's left climbing up out of the holes and up under the rubble or from wherever they at. And they like, I'm still here.
Amen.
And it's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm, he just wiped out like, what, 80, 90% of the people of mankind? Who knows? But it's quiet. Ain't no cars, ain't nothing moving. Even the birds is quiet. Ain't nothing moving. It's quiet.
Amen.
We ain't never heard this kind of quiet. It's that kind of quiet when Noah came off the boat quiet.
Yeah. Amen. Yes.
And then he said, and then they break forth into singing. They start singing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, the whole earth is singing before God because they the remnant, they the last. They've been, you know, and everybody's starting to get it.
Yes.
And guess what else happened at that time?
What?
Everybody got the same voice.
Amen.
We all got one language. We all under one speech, and everybody getting it now. Oh, man, look at here. This is a whole lot going on right now.
A lot. Amen.
So the kingdom of God is here.
Amen.
He's ruling.
Yes, he is.
He's sitting on the throne.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Ezekiel 39 and verse 1. Ezekiel 39 and 1, mm-hmm, right? When you receive it, read.
Ezekiel 39 and 1 reads, "Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north part, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of the left hand and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand."
See, that's the eastern block. He said, I'm going to leave the sixth part of you because they got to come back after 1,000 years. So he's going to leave a little bit of them left, right? I'm going to take your weapons from you. That's what he just said. I'm taking your weapons from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time of peace now because that's what he said. It's the time of peace, though. The whole earth is at rest. It's the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
It's official. The Sabbath day kicked in. We about to go into that 1,000-year millennium period that everybody talking about, but nobody want to be about. You know, you got all these church institutions want to say, we got 1,000 years of rest and still want to be going to church on Sunday, which that's a no. You got to keep the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day of the week. That's a yes. That's how you're saying, I want to be a part of that day of rest.
Amen.
That's what that literally coming down to. Mm-hmm. So here it is. Now he took all the weapons. He's taking the weapons of war from the world. Remember now he told them to build the weapons, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the ships and all of that. So the ships is at the bottom of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget that, right? He destroyed the ships because he said he shall, I should have read that. He said that the waters, he said they're going to be flying on the sea and that the water's going to be heaping. Why? Because they're going to have navals out there. You know, so he's going to destroy their navies and all those types of things. The submarines, you know, the underwater plants, all that stuff is gone. He's going to wipe all that out, right? Okay, read on. Well, he's going to wipe all that out. Read on.
All right. Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured.
See, that's why, because there's not enough people to bury them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken, saith the Lord God.
Uh-huh.
And I will send a fire on Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isle.
Continue.
And they shall know that I am the Lord.
That's Japan. That's Asia. You know, in those places, China, things like that. That's that. That's the Pacific. I should say. I shouldn't say Asia. That's the Pacific Isles. Amen. That's why he said the sword is gonna go from one nation to another. The Pacific don't get an excuse. Nobody get an excuse from this. Everybody's gonna learn at one time how to approach God.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people, Israel, and yes. I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore.
And it ain't Yahshua, and it won't be Jesus. It's going to be that name that no man knew that he's coming with.
Amen.
And nobody ain't going to be tainting that name. Ain't nobody going to be cussing around it. Ain't nobody going to be talking about Jesus blanking Christ. Ain't nobody going to be stupid enough to say none of that. Cause we gonna get a right hand full of smacked in the mouth. Act right.
Mm.
I mean, I'm gonna smack you backwards. Act right. Mm. Both your lips is swollen and your nose is bleeding.
Wow.
One shot. Read on.
Amen. Ezekiel 39:7 reads, so will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel.
Now the whole world know that he God now, right? Everybody want to follow him. Read on.
Okay, verse 8.
Yes.
Behold, it is come and it is done, saith the Lord God, that this is the day whereof I have spoken.
Now here come his kingdom. Now he's setting it up because he had to take down the governments and their armies, right? Read on.
Amen. Go back.
I know the world don't believe these things because, we you know, we all steeped in our wannabes, but got news for you. Every day you wake up is a prophecy.
Yes, it is. Whew. Thank you, Father.
You didn't have dreams that didn't came true. That's not a goof. That's a Amen. Spirit.
Amen.
That's spirit.
Amen.
That is not a Darwin theory or evolution. Amen. That's spirit.
That's right.
And if you got it from the spirit, that means it's a spirit that's calling it.
Mm.
You're not going to sit up here and say, I have dreams, and then say there's no God.
Come on now.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons.
See that? Now they're burning up the weapons. See, all them weapons that they found that's in the Valley of Megiddo, all these arsenals and the nuclear bombs. Remember now, they created from the earth. So why wouldn't God know how to dispose of them? Okay. It would be like, oh, it's that simple. Yep, just like that. Read on.
verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years. So that they shall take...
So it's going to take 7 years to get rid of all the weapons in the world. It won't be any more guns. Gun control won't even be a conversation. No such thing as bullets. No such thing as any grenades. Hitting mines. None of that. All those things is gone. Read on.
Verse 10. So that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest. For they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them, and rob those that rob them, saith the Lord God.
You know, you ain't going to need no wood or oil or anything like that. The material itself is going to be a furnace.
Okay.
Read on. I mean, that's what the weapons are built for, fire, right? So naturally, it only makes sense that they would self-disintegrate themselves. Read on.
Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude. And they shall call it the valley of Hamon Gog. And in 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them. Burying. Okay, that's burying of them. That they may cleanse the land.
Stop. So, now they're going to be burying them from how long?
Ooh, 7 months.
7 months, right? Not 7 years, 7 months. They're going to be burying these people.
Yeah.
Why 7 months? Why 7 months? Watch this. Now, remember now, this is the kingdom of God. Now, you got to clean it up because you got these dead bodies. Okay, let them hang around, right? Okay, so now go to Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 8.
25.
Yes, ma'am. Leviticus 25 and verse 8.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
25 and 8. This is why 7 months?
This is why 7 months. Once we clear this up, then we're going to take off because we got to be back here at 10 because we got to deal with that creation. We're dealing with that the light. Light, yeah. The sun, moon, and the stars. That's it, yeah. Okay.
Amen. Leviticus 25 and 8 reads,
yes, ma'am.
And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years.
Uh-huh.
Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all.
See, that's the day the Lord come back. The Jubilee is the end of a millennium going into another one. That's the end of the 6th day going into the 7th day.
Okay.
That's the day. He said, when is this trumpet? He said, 7 trumpets going to be blown, but this one here is the one that he come back on, which happened to be the atonement, which happened to be in the 7th month on the 10th day, right?
Amen.
Okay. But remember now, he said 7 days, right? 7 months, right?
7 months.
Okay. So he killing people here. Okay, he's killing them here, right, on this day, right? Okay, now, read 10.
Leviticus 25 and 10 reads, and ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man into his possession, and ye shall return every man into his family.
So now everybody's going back home. So now, this the Mingo people is going back.
Okay.
Everybody's going back. Everybody's going back to their countries or wherever they native countries are, right? So now, here it is. So now, he calls the Jubilee. Everybody go back. Everybody getting land and stuff like that because people dead, you know. So now, what are you going to do? You're going to go back there. You're going to build that land back up again. That's what people do after a catastrophe, which is this is going to be a global catastrophe,
yeah.
Right? So this is on the 7th month. On the 10th day of the 7th month, which happened to be the Day of Atonement. What comes after the Day of Atonement? Feast of Tabernacles, right? Okay. Go to Zechariah chapter 14.
What comes after the Day of Atonement?
The Feast of Tabernacles. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And go where?
Zechariah 14. Let's go back to Zechariah 14. And let's pick it up at, first read that that 12 again.
14 and 12.
Yes, and then skip down to 16.
Okay, so 12 reads, "And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their homes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth."
Now skip down to verse 16.
16. "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations that come against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles."
They will keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Boom,
Amen.
So now, what's 7 months from the Feast of Tabernacles? That's the next question, right? What's 7 months from the Feast of Tabernacles, right? Because once he come back, everybody got instant act right. You see what I'm saying? So that's the atonement, and it said it's only going to take one day. So now you got 5 days to figure this out. We going to serve God. Now what? It's the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay. All the nations is like, we in on it, right? Okay. We ain't finished with that. We're going to come back to that for another time today. But now you go to Numbers chapter 9 and 1.
Amen.
9 and 1. Because he said now 7 months, right?
Amen.
Watch this. 7 months, 9 and 1. This is why this law exists. He had this written for this purpose.
Numbers 9 and verse 1 reads, "And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year, after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season."
You can't have a communion every month.
Amen.
Okay, move on.
"And the 14th day of this month at evening, ye shall keep it in his appointed season, according to all the rites of it."
No leavened bread.
"And in according to all the ceremonies thereof shall ye keep it."
Ain't nothing about the 15th day here.
No.
Read on.
"And Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover."
What's the holy convocation then? Read on.
"And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at evening in the wilderness of Sinai. According to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel."
Continue.
"And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a..."
What? Okay, see. Okay. That's why... You know, he said 7 months.
Yeah.
7 months bring you to the what? To the Passover or the second month. Because you've been defiled by the dead because he had to clean them bodies up for 7 months.
Wow.
I said, you kidding me?
Wow.
He wrote this law for that event.
Yeah.
Here it is. We want to be like, you know, nonchalant. Oh, man, I got to work, so I ain't going to keep the Passover. I can keep it in the second month.
Ooh.
But I'm going to be there on the 15th day.
Ooh.
Man, you better get you some correction.
Wow.
People been telling you the Passover ain't to do. Jesus was there on the Passover, not the 15th day.
Mm. Amen.
Fix that.
Amen.
Read on. Read that again.
Numbers 9 and verse 6 reads again. "And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said unto him, We are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel."
What? They weren't talking about the 15th day. They were talking about the Passover.
Amen.
See there?
Yeah.
Read on.
"And Moses said unto them, Stand still. I will hear what the Lord will command."
Well, look, you can come back on the 15th day. Let's see what he say.
"And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying," verse 10, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. The 14th day of the second month at evening."
Seven months. They're going to be burying. Read on.
the 14th day of the second month at evening, they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of the Passover, they shall keep it.
Uh-huh.
But the man that is clean and is not in a journey, and forbeareth to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people.
Man, you talking about I got to work that night. You got 2 days to decide from. I'm there on the Passover.
That's right.
I'm not gonna be able to make it in. I got a heart surgery.
Wow.
See, anything, I am there.
That's right, baby.
Man, well, forget that. I gotta do to be there on the Passover, I'm there.
That's right.
I'm calling in.
That's right.
If I can't get it off,
right.
And if I got to lie, I'm going to lie to keep the truth.
That's right. Tell the truth. That's right. Mm-mm. Amen, baby.
A plane fell on my garage. I got to fix it. Anything. My dog ate my bank account. Anything. Anything. He swallowed my car keys. I can't get to work. Anything. I'm not going to be there. I'm not. So when you think you're going to make it? And since you asked me that, it might take a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what. I know I'm not coming on the Passover, but since you asked, I'm not going to be there on the 15th day, too.
Right. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right, a couple of more scripts, ma. Go back to Ezekiel. Yes, ma'am. I'll pick it up at verse 12. Ezekiel 39 and verse 12. Because remember now, he said 7 months, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's why. That's why that law is there. Oh my goodness. This is way past what we've been thinking about, you know.
Amen.
We blase and it's, no, man, this is... Ezekiel 39 and 12, when you receive it, read.
Ezekiel 39 and verse 12.
Yeah, that's a good one, though. Your dog ate your keys.
They can throw them
off. Or your parrot flew off with them.
Your parrot. That's a good one.
Or your baby dropped them in a fishbowl and you can't open up the door because you got a remote starter.
Ezekiel 39. Stop teaching people how to lie. Giving them people ideas.
I'm just trying to get you on the Passover, man. Hey, don't be making decisions that you're going to work on the Passover, because that's the day that he said if you're a firstborn and you're out there, you're done.
That's what it is. But you have all year to request the next Passover.
Some do, some don't.
Well,
some people, some of us, you know, we... Unfortunately, probably start that job that particular week.
Oh, well, I'll just be calling off.
I tell them, look, I can't start until such and such.
Right.
I just wait another week. Forget about it.
I've been blessed that Amen job.
Yeah, be straight up.
I do, and they always give it to me off. So
yeah.
I've never had, thank you, Father God, I haven't had an issue with that. Okay, Ezekiel 39 and verse 12.
Uh-huh.
And 7 months shall the house of Israel be bearing of them, that they may cleanse the land.
Uh-huh.
Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified, says the Lord God. 14. And they shall sever out men of continual employment.
See? What, we can't keep the Passover? We've been deading people. We've been putting people on the ground. Now we can't keep the feast. He said, nah. Just keep it in the next month.
Mm-hmm.
Which on the 30th, tomorrow, you count 14 days from tomorrow night. And that'll put you on the second day, the second Passover of the Abib, tomorrow night. Because that's the new moon appears tomorrow morning at 7:12 a.m. over Jerusalem. So when the sun go down, the moon come into the power, and that's when you count from that point. And that's That's 14 days from then. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, continue.
All right, so Ezekiel 39 and 14.
Yes, ma'am.
And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search.
Uh-huh.
And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon-Gog. And also the name of the city shall be Hamana. Thus shall they cleanse the land.
See? Read on.
O 17. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood.
So you go, the wicked is a Jesus. Sacrifice for the beast of the field. So man is going to be a sacrifice. No wonder them lions every now and again to take a man down. Oh, no, you don't get away. God said, I could get you. But then some of them will pass up a man. They'll pass up a child or something like that. They'll pass it up. Like in the book of, we're going to leave it right there, baby. We're going to get back to this. But like in the book of the prophets, and the prophet wasn't supposed to eat anything. And as he was leaving, he was riding on his donkey. The lion came and killed him and didn't eat the donkey. And the lion was laying there with the man, you know, and the man was dead, and the donkey was right there, and the lion didn't attack the donkey. He was still right there over the carcass of the man.
Right.
So, you know, the beasts of the field have orders.
Amen.
And directives, like whales and stuff like that. They have orders and directives, you know. And I marvel at that, you know, like how whales and stuff interact with man, you know, with this high intelligence, man. It's like, don't you know we're going to be all together when the Father Kingdom comes?
Right.
It ain't going to be no water, so yeah. Guess what we're going to be doing?
Amen.
Yeah, that's going to be something. Anyway, with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. If you can be back here in a half an hour, we're going to be dealing with the creation.
Amen.
The fourth day on the sun and the moon and the stars. Amen. Why they here? Time. Mm-hmm. Right?
Amen.
So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please read
your Bible.
Shabbat Shalom, family.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.